Hello, everyone. That works better. Okay. How many of you were here last night? Wow. All right. Hang on a sec. Well, I would like to tell you the rest of the story. Just to warn you, my husband is mic'd up down here, so he might be piping in on a few details. Maybe, maybe not. Can everybody hear me? Okay, good. It's not a super loud microphone.
What's that?
I have a few visuals for you, just to kind of recap my story. Father is getting it connected right now. So for those of you that weren't here last night, this is like the 5-second version of last night. Basically, I was a Jewish girl growing up on the North Shore of Chicago. And let's see if this is going to come up here. Just to prove to you that I was Jewish, I happened to find a photo of me. It's coming. The suspense.
Beautiful computer.
Sorry. All right.
It's coming.
So suspenseful.
She did the kind of rough life.
Yeah, kind of a rough life, yes, symbolic. Anyway, picture's not all that important, but grew up in a Jewish home and didn't know anything about Jesus and who Jesus was, and went through many of the Jewish customs and traditions of growing up as a Jew. And eventually I'm going to be distracted unless Father gets this up here. It's open down there.
Oh, here it is.
It's actually already open, but. All right.
I'm loving your computer.
Yeah, me too. Sorry about that. We can actually turn it off if it's too much of a distraction. So Father will get it, and we'll go back to the pictures. So anyway, back to my story. I met Jesus I met Jesus. Okay, okay. All right, all right. Okay. I'm going to talk to this side of the room right here. Okay, technology. You either love it or hate it. Okay. So I met Jesus in a very, very radical, very dramatic way and totally changed my life. And I think that's where we left things. You left me in my dorm room having encountered Jesus and saying yes to him. And where I went from there was that summer I decided to stay in Ann Arbor and really pursue my faith more. And I had to tell my family why. And I don't remember exactly how it went. I think I blocked it out because it was very painful. But as you can imagine, my family and my parents were very concerned. They thought I was in a cult. They hired a private investigator to follow me around. And they had me meet with the rabbi in Ann Arbor. They had me talk to a lot of different people. And now that I'm a parent and a grandparent, I totally understand that. And I probably would have done the same thing. But I stayed in Ann Arbor that summer, and I really began to grow my faith. So this is a picture of me, 13 years old, nice Jewish girl at the day of my bat mitzvah. And then if we go one more.
We don't have the other one, but we have the wedding.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go back. We'll get to my wedding. So I stayed in Ann Arbor and really began to grow my faith, and I began to attend a messianic congregation of other Jewish believers and some Gentiles who believed that Jesus was the Messiah. And I really began to grow in my faith and draw life from that. I was also that summer baptized in a swimming pool in a school and really began my new life in Christ, baptized with is part of this congregation. I finished up school and began to work for a campus ministry and also worked as an editor for a Christian Catholic publishing company called Servant Publications. And at that time, I really was, as I was growing in my faith, really, and I'm going to put some Catholic words on it that I didn't have at the time. I began to discern my vocation. Now, I wasn't a Catholic, so I didn't use those words, but there were a group of young women who were living together in a household in Ann Arbor, and they were choosing, at least for a time, to be single, to not marry in order to really serve God. And so I began to live with these women and really began to pray and to seek God if he really wanted me to put aside marriage so I could really serve him full time. My parents were freaking out. So not only was I a Christian, but not only was I living in the context of this broader Christian community, I was also thinking about forsaking marriage and living a very, you know, austere way of life in order to do that. And they just had no categories for this. It was a very difficult time in my relationship with them. They didn't come to visit me, and if I wanted to see them, I needed to go home. I felt very alienated. They were very confused. My relationship with my mom was very, very difficult. So I stayed with these women. Do any of you know who Sister Ann Shields is? Okay, so she ended up being part of this group of women that eventually became a Catholic order. I was working on campus at the University of Michigan doing evangelization with college students. And this is about my third year in living with these women. And I began working in one of the dorms doing evangelization. And there was a young man who was working there as well, who had just moved there from Minnesota. Would you like to stand up and take a bow? He had just come from the seminary and was also discerning his vocation. Now, remember, at this time, I was not a Catholic. I was still part of this Messianic congregation. And we got assigned to work together on this evangelization team, and we became friends. Really nothing more than friends, but after a year of doing that, I really discerned that God was not calling me to this life of being single, but was really calling me to marriage. And I remember telling Peter about it and telling him that I was going to leave this group of women and really, you know, be open to marriage. And he said something like, well, what are you going to do? Like, I said, I don't know, God's going to provide. Well, about a week later, maybe 2 weeks later or something, Peter called me. This is my version of the story. You might have a different recollection, Peter. It was many years ago. But he said, meet me in the park. Is this being recorded? Yes, it is. Okay. And we sat in the park together, and he said, I've just been through the season of Lent discerning my own vocation, and I'm sensing that God is calling me out of this brotherhood and really calling me to marriage. And he said, I'd like to, you know, in a few months when I kind of am finished transitioning out of that, I would like to date you. That's pretty accurate, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I didn't say will you marry me at that moment.
No, he didn't. And so we began dating each other in the fall of that year, and Peter said to me very clearly, I just want you to know honestly that I really want to marry someone who's Catholic. And I said to him, I really want you to know honestly that I really like you a lot, but I don't want to become Catholic just to marry you. I said it more nicely than that, but that was the gist
of
it. Because in my mind, in my heart, I had sacrificed a lot with my family to really be walking with Jesus. And if I was going to marry Peter, I didn't want to marry him. I didn't want to become a Catholic out of convenience. I knew I had to do it out of conviction. And I was so convinced that God wanted me to be a Jewish believer that I thought being Catholic would really interfere with that. And I wrestled with that a bit. But I said to Peter, I will make you a deal. I will investigate the Catholic Church, but you are not allowed to talk to me about it. Yeah, I'm going to move it along. He's looking at his watch. So, But you're not allowed to talk to me about it. Now, those of you that know Peter know he's, like, that's what he does for a living. He's a full-time Catholic lay evangelist, which means he's a full-time person that talks to everybody who will listen about their Catholic faith. But he agreed, and I began to meet with a friend of mine who also happened to be my doubles partner in tennis and a Catholic priest. And we began to have these one-on-one meetings where we would discuss topics related to the Catholic Church. How many of you are converts here? Okay, so we have quite a few of you, and you know there's like the big five. You know, there's those ones that everybody struggles with, a lot of people struggle with who aren't Catholic. So we began to go through those one by one. Well, it was early December, and I was having a time of prayer before I was going to meet with Father Frank. It was right before, what was it? There's a reason I was praying very intensely, saying, God, what do you want to teach me during this season? And God said to me very clearly, I want to introduce you to Mary. And I said, Mary who? I mean, no respect, disrespect to Mary, but she really was not on my radar. So I went to my meeting with Father Frank, and I said, I want to tell you something that God said to me. And he said, okay, but first let me tell you what God told me for you. He said, I was praying for you today, and God said, tell her that he wants you to know his mother, Mary. So I heard that message loud and clear, and what did I do? I'll tell you what I did not do. I did not go out and buy one of these. I did what I knew to do, and that was I went to the scriptures. And I went to find Mary in the scriptures, and she's not there very much, to see what kind of mother this was, what kind of Jewish mother this was. And one day as I was praying through a particular passage in scripture that's very short and says, Mary went with haste to be with Elizabeth in her time of need. And as I prayed through that scripture, it was as if Mary was coming alongside me in my time of need, a time when I did not have a mother really in my life, a time when I needed to make some very crucial and important decisions, and Mary began to walk with me in this journey toward the church. And I began to go to Catholic Mass, and I would sit in the back and I would observe. And I would watch everybody get up when the word of God was read, and I'd say, they got that from us. And I'd watch the reverence for the word of God. And one day I was there, and for some reason the bishop was there. I don't even know why. And I saw him, and I thought, he's wearing a yarmulke. They got that from us. And I began to study the Eucharist. And I knew from my own roots of celebrating the Passover what this was all about and what God was trying to communicate to me. And it was like all the lines started to be connected. And I went to the Lord one day and I said, but I'm Jewish. And he said, I know. So am I. I'm not asking you to forsake being Jewish. I'm asking you to complete your journey home. And so as I continue to pray through those different issues about the Catholic Church, I can tell you definitively that the one who made the most difference was that Jewish mother. And the one thing a Jewish mother can do that no one else can do quite like her is she can take a place that seems scary and foreign, and she can make that place a home. And so I came into the Catholic Church on Palm Sunday, a few weeks before Peter and I were married. And then Peter and I were married with a priest and a rabbi present in a hotel. My family, yes, this is a picture right here. This is a chuppah, which is the Jewish wedding canopy. My parents told us they wouldn't attend the wedding or pay for any of it if we got married in a church, and we really chose to build bridges with our family that day, from that day forward. And so it was probably one of the most exciting, exhilarating, scariest, tensest days of my life, as my family, my whole family, stood with us under that chuppah, and we said our vows both according to the Catholic Church, and we said our vows in Hebrew as well, with a priest and a rabbi present. And my parents brought almost 300 people from Chicago with them for this huge wedding, and things really didn't loosen up until the bar opened a couple hours later. But the Lord's promise to me that he wasn't calling me to forsake my Judaism really began to come to fruition as Peter and I began to have children and raise our family. I think there's one more picture of our family today that you could all see. Our four children there, Josh on the far right, Mike with the glasses, Rachel on the far left, and Sarah in the dark dress, and some of our grandkids and son-in-laws with us. We have been able to really raise our children with a full appreciation and understanding of their Jewishness. The kids will say we're Jewish Catholics and Dad's a Gentile Catholic. The richness that we've been able to do in celebrating all the Jewish holidays and talking to our kids not only about a Jewish feast, but a Jewish feast that's fulfilled in Jesus the Messiah, has not only enriched their lives as Jews, but also helped them understand their Catholic faith more deeply as well. And so my son Michael, who's on top in the glasses, was the first one to get married. And when he got married and was planning his wedding, he did a Jewish wedding in the Catholic Church. And I said, Michael, you don't have to do that for me. And he said, Mom, I'm doing it for me and for my family. So I am very grateful that the Lord brought me fully home, that he used the church to bring me to Peter, and he used Peter to bring me to the church, and that our children as well have really entered into that life as Messianic Jewish Catholics. So I am going to turn it over now to Peter and let him have spotlight for a little bit. So thank you for listening.